Hurricane Sandy wrecked hundreds of thousands of cars all along the New York and New Jersey shorelines and could cost auto insurers around $800 million. But disposing of these vehicles is not simple. From member station WNYC, Ilya Meretz reports that the storm set in motion a complex chain of cleanup operations.
If you have comprehensive coverage on a damaged car, it's the insurance company's problem. And if the car can't be fixed, they give you a check and the car disappears from your life. But then what?
It's basically all these are totaled out cars from the storm.
Micah Hardy drives a flatbed tow truck. I met him across the street from Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs on Coney Island. Hitched onto his truck, he has a white Honda and a silver Toyota. Both vehicles look pretty new.
There's in this area about 900 cars that have to be towed out of here that have been totaled by insurance companies. So we're picking them up and taking them to a staging area, and then they're hauling them out from there.
Hardy is from Florida. He arrived here the day after Thanksgiving. One tower he knows came all the way from Las Vegas. There's a lot of work to do. Sandy damaged or destroyed close to 250,000 vehicles. These cars must be accounted for, moved, and disposed of. Brian Sullivan is editor of Auto Insurance Report, a trade newsletter. He believes most wrecked cars will ultimately be sold for parts or shredded and melted down.
Salvage cars are kind of like when someone butchers a pig and they talk about using everything but the squeak. These cars get broken down and everything gets reused that can be reused.
Headlights, fenders, hoods, even the lens over your backup light, it all has value.
Even a damaged car, it's a pretty big asset here. If an insurance company is going to get even $2,500 back from it, that's a lot of money.
A decade ago, storm-damaged vehicles might turn up on the used car lot. That can still happen, but title tracking services like Carfax are making it easier for consumers to find out exactly what they're buying. And nowadays, most cars first go to auction. These sales are dominated by two nationwide auction companies that sell only to pre-qualified bidders. Janine O'Brien is with one of those, Insurance Auto Auctions. She says Sandy is a bigger challenge than even Hurricane Katrina.
It hit in the most densely populated area of the United States. Two things happen then. Number one, there's lots and lots of cars. And number two, there's not lots and lots of land available.
So the damaged cars go where space can be found.
So what is this parking lot usually used for, do you know?
This one?
Yeah.
Tim Parking.
For Belmont.
Yeah, man. When races is going on. When big races, everything is full enough.
Livery driver John Boston took me to a vast asphalt triangle on the edge of the Belmont Park racetrack. Today, there are no horse lovers, but every minute, another tow truck arrives, bringing more totaled cars. These autos will be quickly moved to other lots across the area and then auctioned off in a matter of weeks. But not everything moves so quickly. Micah Hardy says most days he only manages three or four trips between Coney Island and Belmont. He calls moving junk cars a hurry-up-and-wait kind of job.
I've ran three today that one was blocked by the fire department, one was not at the address, and the other one was at a location that money was still owed on the vehicle, so I wasn't able to get it. So there are a lot of dry runs that you do that you don't get anything.
Hardy expects to continue towing cars 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, right up until Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meretz in New York.